Let's look at the entry to home ownership and what's going on there today. We know that during the recession, obtaining a mortgage became almost impossible for many, many, many people. Has that situation improved in recent years, months?
It's eased up from my perspective and talking with the financial institutions, but they're still requiring more of a down payment, having higher credit scores, job stability, of course. It's usually 2 years plus, but so it's working its way back. But we don't know what's going to happen with these the Dodd-Frank and some of the capital requirements that are going to be on the financial institutions.
Awful lot of uncertainty still from Dodd-Frank.
Yes, and it's a burden upon our community banks. You know, some of the larger banks are able to withstand it, but you take some of the smaller community banks in our Bluegrass region that are very well capitalized and a good bank, have great relationships out in the community. But, it's a burden on them to have to hire additional compliance people to be able to even just interpret everything, make sure they're in compliance.
Now, a lot of young people who are coming out of college with that debt load on their back are the children of parents who are also shouldering a lot of debt, and between the two of them may not have that kind of cash on hand to enter the market. Are they just out of luck? Should they be looking at what's going on in the rental market for the time being, or are there alternatives?
The real estate offices, and some of them have rental management companies within, but they are getting calls every day, not just one or two calls, but tens and twenties of people calling wanting to rent. So our supply of rental property is low also.
Finding land that can be developed for apartment complexes in the Lexington and Fayette County area is pretty difficult. And so as a result, and because of the economics of it, you're seeing a lot of developers buying up older existing complexes and upgrading them, reinventing them, raising the rents, which, of course, displaces people. But that trend does seem to be very apparent in Lexington right now. Would you agree?
We do need more rental properties in the whole Bluegrass region, from what I understand. So I look at that as a good thing. But, yeah, the land to be able to find those places, and it's expensive to go in. They take a lot of risk to do that. But as far as projections, it looks like a wise thing to do.
Well, one professional told me that the rule of thumb is that the cost of rehabbing a place runs about $10,000 per door versus up to $100,000 for a brand new one. Does that sound about right?
I can't speak to that exactly, but that sounds
– ballpark?
Yeah, ballpark.
When you hear those numbers, you begin to understand the economics of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thankful for all the investors and the movers and shakers that get out there and they take the risk. And often they're not complimented or rewarded for their risk. But, I'm thankful for people in all the cities that get out and do that. We need them. We need more of them.